Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, my name is Nigel Jones and I'm Sales and Marketing Director at Practice Plan, and welcome to today's edition of Bodcast. Today I'm joined by Liz McKenzie, who's Chief Operating Officer at Wesleyan, and we're going to be exploring how to make business, your business, form part of your community. Liz, I wonder if you could start initially by describing your role and what you do.
Thank you, Nigel. Delighted to be with you today. As Chief Operating Officer, I'm responsible for most of our business units in Wesleyan, so Practice Plan, of course, but also our financial advisors and our life assurance business. Additionally to that, I'm responsible for transformation and our IT, so I'm the one that teaches everybody to switch it off and switch it on again. I've also been responsible within Wesleyan for the charity committee for the last 4 years, so during our partnership with Birmingham Children's Hospital.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's the main subject that we want to talk about today. So corporate social responsibility, I think, has become an increasingly important part of a business's strategy. Why do you think that is?
I think there's two angles, really. The first is about the community and the second is about the business. So firstly, for the community, all of our people live and work in the community. Okay, so and particularly with Wesleyan, where we work with doctors, dentists, teachers and lawyers specifically, we like to help our customer community as well as our in-business community. The other side, of course, is our employees. So as a mutual, we have a really big heart. Everybody that works for Wesleyan has such a big heart. And so they care about what happens in the world and they're prepared to stand up and do something to say so. And that's really why we've been so successful with what we've done with the Children's Hospital.
So could you elaborate a little bit about the kind of things that have been done for the Children's Hospital?
Certainly. We've had a relationship with them for 4 years. The first 2 years we fundraised for the new Children's Cancer Centre. We're the largest corporate donor for the Cancer Centre. We raised £250,000 for that. And then the second 2 years, we worked on a project called Magnolia House, which is a very unique project. It's for bereavement and palliative care for children, which is a pretty tough subject. And sometimes when we talk about it, people go, OMG, how can you work for something like that? But as soon as you hear the people talk about how families are experiencing that dreadful time right now, you have to help. For example, before Magnolia House was built, if you had to have the kind of conversation that leads to the fact that you're in palliative care, that was happening in the nurse's office next to the calendar with Christmas party preparation on it, or in a storeroom where they put a sofa next to all of the consumables and things, so people are coming in and out all the time, and you're sitting there having the most dreadful news in that kind of environment. That's not how it should be. And then you go back and sit on the ward with everybody else around you with that going on in your head and your child there with you. That's not how it should be. So we wanted to help. So Magnolia House is a haven in the hospital grounds. So it's close enough that everyone can get what they need from the specialists in the hospital. But it's like a house. It's like being at home as much as possible so that you can be with your family at that time in an environment where you can take all the time that you need. Your child can be with you. There's a play area, but there's also areas of calm and peace where you can deal with that situation in the way that you need to deal with it.
I've yet to be able to visit Magnolia House, but I did catch the BBC News coverage of it. There was a short piece a few weeks ago, and it was incredibly powerful seeing the impact that it had made, and that environment that you were talking about in terms of where you're hearing that kind of news. It had never occurred to me even think about how people get given that news, and it seems so obvious that you need somewhere like Magnolia House. So it's fantastic that
No,
that
that's
it's been created.
We're really proud of it. It's with the inspiration of the palliative care lead nurse, Nikki Fitzmaurice, who is an inspiration to anyone that meets her. What she wanted was to create a place of peace and space. It's a fantastic place. And our Jessica Wilkes Redding, our corporate responsibility leader, was over there a few days ago to see, now it's up and running, how it was feeling. And there was a big family in there, and about 15 people that you could never normally have in that circumstance. And the whole family was there, the kids were there, the brothers and sisters were there, running around and making most of the space. And the mother explained to Jess quite how different it made it compared to how they felt that it was going to be. So it's already making a difference to families, something we're delighted to have seen.
It is. Well, it looks absolutely fantastic, and I do hope to get to visit at some point in the near future. What sort of things did the Wesleyan employees do then to help with the fundraising?
Okay, so many bonkers things. So we've been from one of our area managers dressed up at Santa and went in at Christmas Day and handed out presents to all the children. We had a wrap jump and abseil off the building. So I don't know if you know what a wrap jump is, but it's when you go down the building commando style.
Right.
So Wesleyan has an 8-story building in the middle of Birmingham, and we arranged for people to come down and challenge our local businesses around us to come and put a team in as well. So we've done several of those, which are kind of bonkers. Lots of tough mudders, you know, where you do assault courses through the mud. Marathons, 10Ks. Personally, I've done 2 triathlons, which is just kind of bonkers. And so much cake and samosas, all that kind of thing. Lots of things like that as staff led. But we also wrote a book. We wrote a book, The Unstoppable Maggie McGee, which in perpetuity will give money to Magnolia House. And it was written by a local author with inspiration from children at the hospital. So we worked together with children at the hospital, illustrated by a local artist, printed by a local printer on fully recyclable paper. Excellent value at £6 only, that's all. But we wrote that to raise funds, and we sold it to everybody that we could find. So we had a fantastic session with the businesses that work with us and in our community in Birmingham. And for example, Deutsche Bank held a book sale for us. KPMG bought a book for their Christmas present for all of their staff. PwC gave books to all of the libraries in the West Midlands. You know, so all of our communities helped us raise money for Magnolia House.
And so the impact that Magnolia House has had, as you've already mentioned, and as I've seen and heard about myself, has been incredible on the parents and the families of those people in that situation. What do you think has been the impact of involvement in this project for the Wesleyan employees?
It's massive. The sense of employee engagement as a result is really palpable. You can really feel it in the business. So I talked earlier about the heart that we have in Wesleyan. People really know that this is how we've shown it, and they feel so proud to have been part of it. And everybody has been part of it. At our recent annual conference, Sarah Jane Marsh, the chief executive of the Children's Hospital, came to talk and to explain directly to our staff the impact of Magnolia House. And she had a standing ovation from everybody, because everybody was connected with it. Everybody felt both what she was talking about and felt their personal involvement and engagement with it. So it really has been a fantastic thing to bring the whole company together behind something that we really know will make a difference.
And that's certainly been my experience. I was at that conference listening to that amazing talk. And that sort of sense of unity amongst hundreds of employees, you know, that's, I think, a really hard thing to create, but it was fantastic. It felt so much as if we were one big team, as opposed to different units or different teams or silos, to use that word. It was one of the most unifying things that I've ever seen. And I guess that's particularly important in an organisation of the scale of Wesleyan, where there are different sites and people are geographically removed from each other potentially. I guess it can apply to any business, though, that unifying sense.
Absolutely, without a question. You know, when someone does something that people know is out of their comfort zone, it doesn't matter how you feel about them in any other part of your working life. You know that they're doing something special, and it's a way that you can create to help people support each other that absolutely feeds into their working life as well subsequently. So it really is something that is brilliant for team working, employee engagement, of course profile, and you know, all that kind of thing as well. So we believe that it really is something that every business should get involved in. Well, the first thing from my experience is you have to do something that you care about or that your staff care about. So it needs to be something connected to you. So a couple of examples that I can talk about that we've been involved in. So, of course, as you know, Nigel, Practice Plan support Bridge to Aid, which is a fantastic charity. And that's something that every dental business can get involved in. And the thing about it is it's got fantastic stories that you can share not only with your staff, but with your customers as well. So it's part of making your practice a different, more positive experience for your customer as well as your staff. So charities like Bridge to Aid are brilliant. The second area is we were lucky enough to support one of our dental customers, so Jane Innes Rees recently. She invited our charity coordinator, Jess, that I mentioned earlier, to go with her to Ethiopia, where she goes on a regular basis to help support the dentists out there, teaching them new techniques and helping hands-on on how to improve the dental health of children in Ethiopia. What Jane really needs is equipment. So if you change your piece of equipment that you know can be used somewhere else, please don't throw it away. Please shout up, even if you, Wesleyan can help put those two people in contact with each other. We'd be delighted to do so. But things like that where you hear of someone doing something different, everyone can get involved in helping. They're just two examples. The main point is it has to be something you care about. If you care about it, your enthusiasm will be infectious and people will come and people will help. So pick something you care about.
And just exploring that a little further, how does Wesleyan go about choosing its charities?
So we have an employee-led choice, basically. We ask what kind of thing would you like to sponsor or help with, and we ask in type of area. So we don't do a ballot on charities, but we ask, would you like a children's charity or a medical charity or a dental charity? That kind of thing, so that we get a feel for what it is. And usually, because you never get 100%, right? So you want something that everyone's going to be happy with. So normally we work with people that cover more than one of the bases. So when we went with the Children's Hospital, we had a really high vote for both children and cancer. And that's why we started work originally with the Children's Hospital on the Cancer Centre, because it hit both of those chords. The other thing that's really important in how you choose is, again, from my experience, tangibility is so important. People need to be able to see and feel the consequence of what they've done. So things like build a building, change a garden, help five children have better teeth in Ethiopia, whatever it is that's got that tangibility that you can see and feel, that will help make it so much more successful in my experience.
And how important was the response from the people behind Birmingham Children's Hospital? Because I guess you needed quite a lot of support from them in, I guess, practical ways as well as just motivational ways.
Absolutely. We've had great teamwork with them. In fact, we're up for 3 national awards for that teamwork, right? Actually, just at the moment. Very early on, we had a discussion about how we needed to work with each other, because we were planning to raise a lot of money. Yeah, it wasn't a small undertaking that we took. Altogether, we've raised £1 million for the Children's Hospital. Fantastic amount of money. So we meet with them regularly. We have a schedule of events with them that we do together. We've worked with them with Unstoppable Maggie McGee. We've sold it through the hospital shop and the hospital online shop as well. Things like that enable us to work together. We've done a lot of tours around the hospital. We've had them come to a lot of our team meetings to talk about what it is and what we're doing. So Nikki Fitzmaurice, the lead nurse, for Magnolia House, but also the fundraising team have been quite often in the building. They're quite well known in the building now for what they do, and also around the country as well. So we've had them go out to different parts of the country because we're a nationwide business.
Yeah.
So they've gone all over the place to talk to people and, you know, to get everybody involved. We didn't only want Birmingham people involved, we wanted everybody involved. So, for example, Elliot Practice Plan, who had beautiful long hair, who cut all her hair off for the Children's Hospital, and gave the money as way to the Little Princess Trust,
yes,
for the charity that creates wigs from real hair for children with, well, girls with cancer. So people like her we wanted to engage with as well. So yeah, we had a very strong teamwork relationship with them.
And I think that's quite important, because from what you're saying, it's if you're a dental practice and you're thinking about what kind of cause you could get involved in, it feels like actually the best suggestions will come from the team. So involve them early on.
Absolutely. People have the most amazing ideas and are prepared to do the most fabulous things as long as they want to.
Yeah.
It has to be from their heart, not only from yours.
Absolutely. And so I think that's a really important part. And I completely agree with you about the sort of tangibility of things, you know, that you've got a very clear, defined goal as opposed to just a money target. You know what that money's going to turn into.
Yeah.
I think that's a really important point. But I also think that last point that we were just exploring about the support that you get from whatever cause is something to think about when you're deciding who to work with, because I think it becomes much easier to engage people when you've got someone on the other side that's prepared to help your practice. And I think most organisations, charitable causes, are getting better and better at that form of engagement. You mentioned about the fundraising team, but I think that's something just to bear in mind as practices are approaching.
That's right, absolutely. And it's also why it's good to think about something local, because particularly for a dental surgery, it's not only your staff are local, but all of your customers are local as well. So if you're going to get the most out of what you're doing, you want everybody engaged, not only your staff, you want your customers engaged as well. So picking something local, partnering up with them so that it's really clear and visible in your practice what you're doing, how you've done it, the personal stories connect so much better with everybody that locality really can make a big difference.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Liz. It's been really interesting talking to you about this, and I really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Nigel. Thank you.